From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the law of God, Dr. Cairns is dealing with the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In spite of the flagrant disregard for the Lord's day, God has commanded men to keep one day in seven for the worship of Himself. The fourth commandment is gracious in its purpose, that of providing both physical and spiritual rest for man. A picture of the love of God in Christ, the Sabbath is permanent in its duration, despite men's attempts to argue it away. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. Before he comes, here's a brief selection from C.H. Spurgeon's devotional collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled In Calm Repose. The text is found in Hosea chapter 2, verse 18. I will make them to lie down safely. Yes, the saints are to have peace. The passage from which this gracious word is taken speaks of peace with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. This is peace with earthly enemies, with mysterious evils, and with little annoyances. Any of these might keep us from lying down, but none of them shall do so. The Lord will quite destroy those things which threaten His people. I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth. Peace will be profound indeed when all the instruments of disquiet are broken to pieces. With this peace will come rest. So He giveth His beloved sleep. Fully supplied and divinely quieted, believers lie down in calm repose. This rest will be a safe one. It is one thing to lie down, but quite another to lie down safely. We are brought to the land of promise, the house of the Father, the chamber of love, and the bosom of Christ. Surely we may now lie down safely. It is safer for a believer to lie down in peace than to sit up and worry. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. We never rest till the Comforter makes us lie down.
Jesus, I am resting, resting. Thank you.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Does man not need the Sabbath as much today as ever he did? I hear people complain, it's not very practical in this modern world. The truth is, it never has been very practical for self-seeking and self-serving men. But whatever men think or say, my point is, God has never repealed the Sabbath law. Now, some people are going to debate that, and I'm going to give you what they say. They ask you immediately, did you never read Romans 14? Verses 5 and 6. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it to the Lord. He that regardeth not to the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. So just whether you want to keep it or not, it's up to you. That's the argument they make. I believe that when you read the Bible, you should first of all have your eyes open. Second, you should have your heart open. There is a very big difference between the Sabbath, singular, and Jewish Sabbaths, plural. Throughout the Old Testament, there were many special Jewish days that were Sabbath days, and they were all ceremonial and typical. And that's what Paul is talking about in every one of these cases. In not one of these cases is Paul talking about the weekly Sabbath. In fact, in Colossians 2, he says, don't let anybody judge you about a holy day or a new moon or of Sabbaths, plural. Because those are all shadows. There's no reference at all to the Sabbath day. The Lord has never abrogated that. Indeed, He has retained it and has made the memorial of the resurrection of Christ. This Sabbath is now the memorial, not of creation just, but of the resurrection of Christ. And God has marked that by moving it from day 7 of the week to day 1. Now that'll come as a shock to many. Let me point this out to you. Saturday is not of the essence of the Sabbath. There's a very, very intricate thing here that I'm not going to get into because I really am not convinced at all by it. But for centuries, going away back even to the time of Christ and before it, there was debate among scholars and Jewish scholars at that as to how the Jewish calendar was set up. First of all, they had 12 months of 30 days. That will tell you that every year they had 5 days left over. So twice a year they inserted 2 days and 3 days. It's one difficulty. Secondly, there's a whole series of Sabbaths that are set by date. Take your birthday, for instance. It's set by date. Right? So if it happens on a Saturday this year, is it going to happen on a Saturday next year? No. Why? Because if it's set by date, it must change by day. And there are people who argue that because this series of Sabbaths was set up by date, that the Sabbath actually changed and it was observed in every day of the week as the years went by. Personally, I'm not convinced of that at all. But I'm simply saying to you that Saturday is not of the essence of the Sabbath. The fourth commandment is worded very carefully. The Lord blessed the seventh day, not the seventh day of the week. He never says that. He's very careful in his words. And I'll say why he's careful. Because what he is stipulating is one day in seven, 6 days of labor, one day of rest. That's what he's stipulating. Now think of what he did for the first day. The Lord Jesus rose on the first day of the week. He met his disciples on the first day of the week. And then in succeeding first days, he met his disciples. When he poured out his Spirit on the day of Pentecost, it was on the first day of the week. The New Testament church met on the first day of the week. Oh, they went evangelizing into Jewish synagogues on the seventh day, but they met for their own assemblies on the first day of the week. when Paul was in Troas, he went for the meeting of the church in the first day of the week. When he wrote to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 16:2, he says, when you meet together in the first day of the week, you set aside your gifts and offerings for the work of God. Now, this is clearly a precedent. And I want to set something down to you that I hope you'll never forget. What the apostles did establishes a rule for us just as clearly as what the apostles said. If the apostles had said the church must meet on the first day of the week on a regular basis as the Christian Sabbath, which of us would for one moment deny it? But the apostles have given us, by what they did, the clear pattern that the New Testament church met on the first day of the week. Why? Nobody else met on that day as a holy day. The Jews didn't look on it as a holy day. Nobody else did. It was the church that met uniquely on that day of the week. And that's the norm for the church of Christ. Furthermore, that's the day the Lord calls in Revelation 1 verse 10, the Lord's Day. Remember what I said about the Sabbath, the seventh day in the Old Covenant? He called it my day. Now he calls this the Lord's Day. Some people will tell you that in Revelation 1 that means the day of the Lord, but they're just not giving you it straight. The Greek expression is very different. It's not the same, the Lord's Day and the day of the Lord. There are two things in the New Testament that are said to be the Lord's in this phrase. One is the Lord's table, 1 Corinthians 10:21. And this is the Lord's day. Notice the expression. This is the very claim he made for the Sabbath. In other words, in his own terminology, the Lord is putting his stamp on the first day as the Christian Sabbath day. The Old Testament itself prepares us for that change. It's a wonderful thing in Psalm 118, verse 22 to 24. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Now, what does that refer to? The commentators will tell you it refers to Israel. Some will say it refers to David. Well, be that as it may, if it had any fulfillment in them, so be it. But what does the Bible say? That's one of the most commonly quoted texts from the Old Testament into the New. And what does the Bible say uniformly? Christ is the stone that the builders rejected. And by his resurrection, he became the headstone of the corner. That's the New Testament commentary on that text. That's the New Testament interpretation. Now notice, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. As soon as he mentions the resurrection of Christ, he mentions a day which the Lord hath made, or formed, or fashioned, or appointed. Is that just coincidence? I believe the reference here goes beyond the Christian Sabbath. But you can't exclude the Sabbath from it. As soon as the Lord raised his Son from the dead, he said, this is the day that I have made, I have appointed. I have formed it and I have fashioned it. That's the Old Testament preparing us for the change of day. The New Testament plainly intimates the change of day. Let me invite your attention to Hebrews 4, verses 9 and 10. This is a very important text. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, for he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Now I'm going to be very honest with you. I love the Authorized Version of the Scriptures. I think there's nothing like it in the English language. And yet I have to be honest, when you read that, I don't think one person in 100 is going to come very quickly to an understanding of what the Holy Ghost is teaching. Let me give you in a capsule the teaching of Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 teaches that Canaan rest was typical of the spiritual rest of salvation that God's people enjoy. Secondly, it teaches that salvation rest is in Christ through His finished work. That's the meaning of verse 10. He that has entered into His rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from His. Now tell me, stop and think for a minute. Get the picture. God did a work of creation and rested. Somebody else here did a work, finished it, and rested. That's what verse 10 is saying. Who is that somebody else? Who else ever did a work in which he could rest? There's only one answer, you know. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one in verse 10 who entered into his rest. This man, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, what did he do? He sat down at the right hand of God. He had finished his work. He rested because his work was finished. And that's the basis of our salvation. Now, for that reason, verse 9, there remaineth a rest to the people of God because Christ has finished his work. Let me point something out to you. The word remaineth has the idea of remaining or left to us from what has gone before. The whole book of Hebrews is talking about things that are taken away from what has gone before. The Old Testament sacrifices, the Old Testament days, the Old Testament ritual, the Old Testament tabernacle. It's all taken away. But here's something that has not been taken away. That's the meaning of the verb remaineth. Here's something that is left to us. What is it? A rest. Now, here's an interesting thing. Right throughout the book of Hebrews chapter 4, there is an emphasis on rest. And the Greek term that's used is the same again and again. It's basically the word that gives us the English word pause. But when he comes to verse 9, he says, there is left to us from what has gone before a sabbatismos. There's no doubt as to what it means. It's the only time it appears in the New Testament, but it does appear in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, and it's quite clear what it means. It is a keeping of the Sabbath day. It's a keeping of Sabbath. And I think if the New Testament in Greek had been put into English in so many words, because the Lord Jesus Christ has finished his work and he's gone into heaven, therefore there remains to the people of God a keeping of Sabbath, I don't think anybody would have the audacity to say that the Sabbath day is now dead to the people of God. No, the Christian Sabbath is the Lord's day, the memorial of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Sabbath is permanent in its duration. It's simple in its precept. We have pointed out it requires rest, refreshment, and worship. Today, to give to the Lord, to hallow it, to sanctify it, and to celebrate our Redeemer's resurrection. And this Sabbath is binding on us to do those things. Did you ever think of Hebrews 10:25? Now remember, this is the book that I've just been expounding from in Hebrews chapter 4. And in chapter 10:25, Paul writes, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. But I think I've done enough to prove that those assemblies took place on the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, the day of Hebrews 4:9, a keeping of Sabbath in commemoration of the resurrection of Christ. This is where we catch our breath after a busy week. This is where we renew our strength to live for Christ in a world of sin. So, precept is rest, refreshment, and worship. That's how to keep the Sabbath day.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.